Here's your KLEM News for this Saturday. It was 150 years ago, back in 1870, when settlers from the small European nation of Luxembourg traveled to the United States and established their new home in northwest Iowa, specifically the region extending from eastern Plymouth County and eastern Sioux County and including southwestern O'Brien County became known as Little Luxembourg, though the area is larger than its original nation. And if not for the COVID-19 virus, people with the Luxembourg heritage were prepared to celebrate this weekend with Luxfest. However, that celebration was canceled and will be rescheduled for another time. Ethel Heidich of Remsen says everyone was looking forward to the celebration and explains what was originally planned for the weekend events.
The main event, I guess you would say, was the big parade. We had a great parade planned and lots of responses for it. And then there would be crafts and food stands in the park next to the school there.
Another highlight, according to Heidich, was to be a visit from Gaston Stronk, the Luxembourg ambassador to the United States. Heidich explains that Peter Galen, of whom Galen Catholic School in the Mars is named after, was one of the first from Luxembourg to settle the area, and she tells why northwest Iowa was chosen as their new home.
Well, it was mostly because, you know, land was getting scarce there, too, because it had been settled earlier. And Peter Galen from of the Lamars area put together this idea. I think they had come the year before and settled in Lamars, and they wanted to have some of their relatives and friends come and join them in northwest Iowa.
Still today, there are several familiar names that are descendants from that early settlers with the Luxembourg heritage. Names such as Cass, Ahrens, Kuntz, and Heinrich are all can be located within the region. Luxembourg is a tiny nation tucked in between France, Germany, and Belgium, and is only 990 square miles, or perhaps just slightly larger than that of Plymouth County.
Well, Luxembourg is a really neat country. It has different climates in different areas. The north is quite woody and hilly or mountainous, practically. But in the southeast part of it, along the river, it's warm enough to grow grapes. Then there's a central area that is more of a farming area for crop, and the southwest area was the mining area at one time, but the iron mines have played out. They still manufacture steel.
Heidi says that Luxembourg has been overrun by each of its neighbors throughout the course of history, but has still been able to keep its identity and language, though German and French are often spoken. As for when the Luxfest will be scheduled, Heidich says that officials are hoping they can celebrate next year. A Sioux Center chiropractic clinic has agreed to a settlement involving Medicaid billing. The Sioux Center Chiropractic Wellness Center and chiropractors Tyler and Tiffany Armstrong have agreed to pay $30,418 to resolve allegations that they violated the False Claims Act by billing Medicaid for the treatment of conditions for which payment is not allowed. Those treatments include constipation and ear infections. The settlement agreement resolves allegations related to the treatment of Medicaid beneficiaries from April of 2014 through July of 2019. The claims settled by the agreement are allegations only. There has been no admission or judicial determination of liability. House Republican leaders have scheduled debate on a bill that would shield businesses, schools, and other organizations like county fairs from lawsuits over COVID-19 precautions. Supporters say that this will reassure reluctant Iowans that it's safe to reopen their businesses and hold events. Critics say it will protect negligent businesses that fail to adequately protect workers and customers. Some county fairs have already canceled for this year. The Iowa State Fair is set to make a decision on whether it will go on as scheduled on June 15th. After a short and somber debate, a Senate committee has advanced a priority from what Governor Kim Reynolds has called her second chance agenda. A proposed constitutional amendment to automatically restore or release felons' voting rights. Senator Amy Sinclair, a Republican from Allerton, says that she believes in second chances, but she urged her colleagues to vote against the proposal.
And while forgiveness is admirable, can the debt to our society ever truly be repaid? By a prison sentence? when a life has been taken or a child's innocence been stolen when sexual brutality is allowed.
Sinclair's passionate speech began with a reference to her own personal experiences as a crime victim.
Consider the victims who can never be fully repaid. The families of those people whose lives were snuffed out by violent felons.
Senator Tony Bisciano, a Democrat from Des Moines, began speaking a few minutes later and started with condolences to Sinclair, followed by an argument for giving paroled felons the right to vote.
What we're trying to do is to not create outliers to where they're not connected back to the community.
Bisciano says that the proposal will be a benefit to a group of felons sent to prison for drug and property crimes.
We need to do this for a lot of innocent young people who just screwed up from 18 to 25.
Bisciano and the other Democrats on the committee supported the governor's plan. Four Republicans, including Sinclair, opposed it. The proposed constitutional amendment is now eligible for debate in the full Senate next week. Plenty of Iowans are hooked on fishing during the pandemic, as a record of nearly 200,000 fishing licenses have been sold statewide this spring, which is up 30% to 40% from a year ago. Joe Larchside is the fisheries chief of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources and says that this is a free fishing weekend through Sunday.
Any Iowa resident can fish for free, and so it's a great chance. You know, there's bluegills and crappies close to shore. Fishing's excellent. It's a great chance, if you haven't bought your license yet, to get out with friends and family and enjoy Iowa's natural resources.
The popularity of some outdoor activities is booming with so many people working from home due to COVID-19 concerns. Larchide says that to use common sense and keep a good 6 feet of distance between yourselves and others while fishing.
We have a lot of lakes in Iowa, a lot of ponds in Iowa, rivers. There's lots of places to spread out. And so if there's a bunch of people along one part of a shore, just, you know, find a part of the shore where you can practice social distancing and just get out there and have fun. We got plenty of room for everybody.
Sales of fishing licenses in Iowa have been the best this spring since 2002, the year that they became available electronically.
We have record license sales in March, April, and May. A lot of people are out there fishing. People that are out there fishing, you know, testify that there's just a lot of people out there. It's like opening day every day. So people are staying home. They're staying closer to home. You know, being outside, it's easier to practice social distancing, and you can have fun with your family and friends.
Iowa fishing licenses are available in several types, including yearly, 7-day, or even just 24-hour licenses. Find a list of stock lakes and ponds that are easily accessible in parks and along trails on the DNR's interactive Iowa Community Fisheries Atlas at iowadnr.gov. And that is a look at your Saturday news here on KOLM.